Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 4, and the week's topic is brand, tactical considerations. Today, our focus is associations you keep and works with truth number 8 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, friends. The topic for today is associations you keep. This comes from truth number 8 in the book Marketing God, and the title of that truth is Brands Are Influenced by the Associations They Keep. You know, we talked last time about the importance of a celebrity endorser and the impact that a celebrity endorser can have on a brand. But brands can be associated with a wide variety of things, and all of those things can associate a brand as well, either positively or negatively. As the old adage says, we are known by the company we keep. That is true for brands, for your parish, for your ministry, for your school as well. And that's what we want to explore today. Before we do, let's reflect on the Bible verse we use in the book. The Bible verse is from Proverbs. It's Proverbs 13, verse 20, and reads like this. He who walks with wise men becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. How true that is for us as people. I have a short, silly little example. I used to play a lot of tennis when I was a child. I just loved playing tennis. I really enjoyed that sport. But when I was younger, I always wanted to play with the teenagers. Why? Because I knew that I played better when I played with them. They were better than I, they were older than I, and somehow I stepped my game up. I played better. It's a simple example, but it's still true. Can you tell when you are with someone who is helping you be a better version of yourself? What a gift that can be. That's also true for our organizations, our parishes, our ministries, our brands. And that's what we want to explore in detail today. Most secular companies have a variety of associations that they keep. You may find companies are often partnering with others, and that becomes an association. Retailers will even look at the product lines they carry as an association. Think about the stores you shop at, especially little boutique shops. Do you go there because they carry a particular brand you like, a particular something that you know will always work for you? That's an association. As you know, I live in Florida, and a lot of the women in Florida like a line of clothing called Lulabee. It's brand of bright clothes, bright colors, moisture-wicking fabric, perfect for Florida, let me say, comfortable and fun. But here's the thing, they talk about which stores they go to based on whether the brand is sold there. That's a very powerful association. But what about us as faith-based ministries, parishes, or schools? Do we have potential associations? Yes. In fact, I would say we are blessed. We have so many, and they are so very strong. The first one that comes to mind for me is our Mother Mary. And I see the rosary beads we use, the color blue. When I say the name Mary, the gentle eyes and the face of her in the pictures that we see, Mary offers a beautiful association for our parishes, our ministries, and our schools. But truly, we have so many. The saints are all wonderful associations for us. Think about your favorite saints. I'll rattle off a few. And I bet as I say the names, you'll have images, you'll have thoughts, you'll have perceptions. Think about Saint Joseph, or perhaps Saint Francis. How about Saint Faustina, Saint Therese of Lisieux, the little flower, Saint Patrick? Did you notice that as I said those names, you immediately had a sense about that saint, a feeling, a perspective? Those names are reminding you of associations you have with them, an association that many other people may have with them as well. Those associations are exceptionally powerful and meaningful to people. Did you react to St. Francis and think right away about caring for the earth or for animals? When I said St. Therese of Lisieux, did you think about how to be simple, holy, and singularly focused on God? Those associations can help inform your parish, your ministry, or your school as well. Think of associations as shorthand for helping define a brand. As such, when we're working with associations, we need to be very intentional and very focused. You cannot use all the associations, and we have a ton of them in the Catholic faith that we can draw from, but we cannot use them all. That's way too confusing. You need to find one or two, maybe at most three, that really speak to the essence of who you are as a parish, as a ministry. And associations are not just people. We certainly have plenty of people or saints. Associations can be all sorts of different attributes. They can be relics. We mentioned Mary. In the case of Mary, we mentioned the color blue, the rosary beads. Just holding the rosary beads will cause someone to think of Mary many times, as the association is that strong. The advantage of associations is that when they are positive ones, they link your brand, your ministry, your parish, your school, your organization to the values that that association offers. The key in all of this, though, is that you need to use them consistently, which brings us back to Proverbs. Proverbs didn't say, sit down once with a wise man. Proverbs said, it is he who walks with wise men that become wise. What associations will you walk with for your parish, your school, or your ministry? Make sure to choose just one or two. Walk with them consistently. And then the values of those associations will be connected to the organization you serve. As you reflect on this, ask yourself, are there associations you are currently using, perhaps unintentionally even? This is a really good time to reflect on them. Are those associations effective for you? How do you know? That's it for today, friends. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for being here. We are so glad you listened in today. Look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. We invite you to join the Marketing God Facebook group, where we share additional tools, insights, and ideas with each other. Are you looking for even more insights? You can purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, online at your favorite Catholic bookstore, or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.